The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the May 2019 Sports Illustrated for Kids. So we have on the cover 2019 baseball preview. Max Scherzer is on fire. So, on the front cover of our May issue, we have a number of different sports here. We see football, and that's number 12, Tom Brady. We see a basketball player, number 30, must be Stephen Curry. We see a tennis player, female, Serena Williams. We see, gymnastics, Simone Biles. Sorry, grown-ups, the golden age is now is right on the cover. Goats galore. Remember, goats. Greatest of all time. Super smart coaches, dazzling dynasties. There's never been a better time to be a sports fan. Inside the front cover, we have a picture. This is an advertisement. A nice, cute little doggy. We will not roll over. Except for belly rubs. Now is not the time to roll over. It's time to adopt change. Every day, more than 4,100 dogs and cats are killed in shelters across the country. But with Best Friends Animal Society leading the way and your support, we can help our nation's shelters and save them all. The lineup for this month. Page 16, Prime Time. Alex Bregman, the star infielder and World Series hero for the Houston Astros, is making good on a childhood promise to become a baseball star. Page 20, An Elegant Weapon. The fast-growing sport of lightsaber dueling will be familiar to fans of a galaxy far, far away. No word yet on pod racing. Page 29, The Golden Age of Sports. Sorry, grown-ups, the old days were not better. Now is the best time in history to be a sports fan. Page 36, Mush It to the Limit. Photographer Eric W. Rasko traveled across Alaska to follow the Iditarod sled dog race in which teams of up to 14 dogs pull mushes across the state's wilderness. Page 40, Elisa Liu is the future. The next chapter of United States figure skating has arrived, but Elisa Liu still has to wait a few years before she can live out that future. From the pages of Sports Illustrated, page 44. Three for all. No player in NCAA history, male or female, has as many triple doubles as Oregon junior point guard Sabrina Ionescu, who has her sights set on a team goal, leading the Ducks to their first Final Four. Page 22. Farewell, D. Wade. 15 years after his rookie campaign, Dwayne Wade announced that this season would be his last. The Miami Heat legend sat down and reflected on his time in the NBA. And favorites, page 2, Freeze Frame. Page 7, Sports Cards. Page 11, May Birthdays. Future Stars, page 12. LOL, page 14. Page 24, Posters. Page 48, What's the Call? Page 49, Games. Page 50, Art Gallery. Page 51, Comic Cards. Page 52, Buzz Beamer. Going to our first freeze frame. Shining Star, March 21st, 2019, Tokyo, Japan. Though Mariners legend Ichiro worked in the front office, he was able to play two more games when the Mariners opened the season against the A's in his native Japan. The teams were allowed to take three extra players on the trip. The future Hall of Famer received countless standing ovations from adoring fans. Next free frame, picture of a couple of wrestlers. I'm a little tied up right now. March 23rd, 2019, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It may not look like it, but Rutgers wrestler Nick Soriano in the white is actually on his way to victory. The junior defeated Oklahoma State's Dayton Fix 4-2 in the final match of the 133-pound division at the NCAA Championships. He wasn't the Scarlet Knight's only champ. Anthony Agnault won the 149-pound class. Another advertisement here on page 7. We all have the power to stand up to cancer. Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all, cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard. Stand Up to Cancer funds groundbreaking research in pursuit of its mission to take every person diagnosed with cancer a long-term survivor. Page 8. Who's who in sports? We'll start with the first line this week. Kayla McBride. She's a guard for the Las Vegas Aces. Her height is 5'10". Her weight is 174 pounds. She was born June 25th, 1992 in Erie, Pennsylvania. In 31 games for the Aces last season, McBride set career highs in field goal percentage 44.9%, points per game, 18.2, and assists per game, 3.5. She was an all-star for the second time in her career. She ranked 8th in the WNBA in scoring in 2018. In a June 27 game against the Dallas Wings, she scored a career-best 38 points. The Aces, then known as the San Antonio Stars, drafted McBride 3rd overall out of Notre Dame in 2014. Question, which of McBride's teammates was the 2018 Rookie of the Year? Do, 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 do. Answer, Asia Wilson. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, a forward for the LA Galaxy. His height is 6'5". His weight is 209 pounds. He was born October 3rd, 1981 in Malmö, Sweden. After signing with the Galaxy from Manchester United, Ibrahimovic finished second in MLS with 22 goals despite playing in just 27 games. Ibrahimovic had 2 goals nominated for the 2018 MLS Goal of the Year Award. Fans voted his half-field strike against Los Angeles FC as the top scorer of the season. In 2014, Abramovich scored his 50th goal in international play in a friendly against Estonia. The score broke the all-time record for a Swedish player, which had stood since 1932. Question, which team won the 2018 Major League Soccer Cup? Answer, Atlanta United Football Club. And finally we have Sloane Stephens, tennis player, WTA Tour. Her height is 5'7". She was born March 20th, 1993 in Plantation, Florida. Stephens was a finalist at the 2018 French Open in June, losing to number world one Simona Halep in the finals. She also finished as runner-up at the WTA finals in October after sweeping her round-robin pod. Her world ranking improved to a career-high number 3 in 2018. Despite entering the tournament unseeded, Stephens won her first Grand Slam title at the United States Open in 2017. She defeated her friend Madison Keys in the finals. Question, who won the 2018 United States Open in women's singles? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do Naomi Osaka. Moving on to page 9, we start with warm-up and a picture of some hockey player with some fans getting some autographs and pictures. Burning question, should fans boo returning players? As part of an effort to appease all their fans, the Islanders split their home games this season between Brooklyn's Barclays Center and Long Island's Nassau Coliseum. Among the 21 dates penciled in for the Coliseum was their February 28th match against the Toronto Maple Leafs. That gave the game a special significance to Leafs center John Tavares, who returned to New York after 9 seasons as an Islander. "It's a place where I began my career, had my first goal, first game," Tavares told The Athletic. "It'll be fun going back there." Among the fun that happened upon his return, Islanders fans burned multiple Tavares jerseys in the parking lot before the game. Someone threw a jersey at him during pregame warm-ups. The crowd drowned out with boos a video tribute that the team prepared for Tavares, and signs calling him a traitor popped up all over the arena. The last of many chants the Nassau faithful unleashed on Tavares gives a clue about their anger. "Please don't trade me." The prior season, on the verge of his being eligible for free agency, the star center had reportedly begged the Islanders not to deal him at the trade line deadline. The team took a huge risk in not unloading him. He could walk in the offseason and they wouldn't get nothing in return, which is exactly what happened. Fans were mad about losing their best player, sure, but more than that, they were mad he hadn't been forthright about his intention to leave. Were the Islander fans right to boo? Tavares had been a great player in New York, amassing the 5th most points in franchise history. An Ontario native, Tavares had been a Leafs fan growing up. He had a chance to join the team when it was on the upswing. The Islanders had never gotten past the second round in his stellar time with the team. Another new Toronto star, the Raptors' Kawhi Leonard, faced an equally chilly reception when he returned to his old home. Leonard's situation differed from Tavares. He had refused to return from an injury last season and forced the Spurs to trade him. But he had given San Antonio everything New York wanted from Tavares, a championship and a clear signal he wanted out. Still, when he returned to San Antonio on January 3rd, he was booed. The bottom line in both cases is the team's best player did what he thought was best for his career, and it didn't happen to be what was best for the team. Perhaps Tavares was generally undecided on whether or not he wanted to return to the Islanders and didn't want to foreclose the possibility by demanding a trade. Leonard clearly did not feel comfortable returning from his injury when the Spurs doctors cleared him to play. It seems as if each made a good decision. The Maple Leafs looked like Stanley Cup contenders, though the Islanders have been just as good, and Leonard has reached a new career high in scoring as the go-to guy for the Raptors. Still, that's all little consolation to the fans in Long Island and San Antonio who didn't have the luxury of switching teams. At the end of the day, you can't blame players for leaving, but sure, you can boo them. Unboxed, still on page 10. Taking the lid off the coolest sports gear, batting practice is a time for big leaguers to fine-tune their mechanics, swing for the fences, and make a fashion statement. Teams now wear different caps for their pregame drills, and some of them are very cool. Here are 3 of the best. Oakland. Looks like a camel on the hat. Back in 1902, when the team played in Philadelphia, the Athletics were referred to as white elephants by an opposing manager. We don't really get it either. Ever since, the team has had an elephant as its mascot, and it adorns these green caps. Next, we have Colorado Rockies. The Rocks make effective use of the state flag, and because it's the Rockies, there's a baseball soaring through the air. And finally, we have the Washington Nationals. The Nats game hat, which feature a script, W, are awfully boring compared to their BP caps. The logo, featuring the silhouette of the United States Capitol on a crisp white background, stands out and gives Washington fans an incentive to get to the park early on game day. Page 11. Watch. On the Watch. Indianapolis 500, May 26, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBC. It's been 50 years since legendary racer Mario Andretti won the Indianapolis 500, and since then, the Andretti racing dynasty has been trying to cross the finish line in first place again. They've come close. Michael Andretti, Mario's son, holds the record for most laps led without winning. In fact, in total, he has led one more lap than Rick Mears, who's won the Indy 5 4 times. Marco Andretti Wright, Michael's son, was just, seconds behind the winner in 2006. Of course, Marco, racing in his 14th 500, would be happy to win the race any time. But if he can do it on the 50th anniversary of his grandfather's victory, it would be even more special. Indy is Indy, says Marco. It's always huge. But there's no doubt about it. It would be so great for our family. We'd all be crying. To see how many times the three of us have lost and we only have one win as a family, it would be a fairy tale ending. Maybe it will happen. The fairy tale is no sure thing. Willpower, last year's winner, is a top contender, as is Scott Dixon, the defending IndyCar champ. Still, Andretti is hopeful. I remember my grandfather saying, there's no better feeling than crossing the line. Then we have the French Open in May 26th to June 9th. NBC, check listings. Rafael Nadal on the right is the king of clay. Last year he won his record 11th French Open. That made him the first player to win the same Grand Slam tournament 11 times. Can he make it an even dozen? On the women's side, third-ranked Simone Halep is the defending champ. But Naomi Osaka has won the last two majors. Cubs at Astros, May 27th, 2:10, Eastern Standard Time, check listings. Potential World Series preview? It's possible. Fire up the barbecue for this Memorial Day treat as the Cubs and Anthony Rizzo Wright travel to Houston to take on the Astros. Both teams figure to be at the top of their respective divisions and have the goods to make deep playoff runs. May birthdays. May 1st, Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Marcus Stroman celebrates his 28th birthday. May 2nd, NASCAR driver Kyle Busch is 34. May 3rd, forward Domantas Sabonis of the Indiana Pacers turns 23. May 4th, Minnesota Wild goalie Devin Dubnyk turns 33. May 5th, Miami Heat guard Goran Dragic celebrates his 33rd birthday. May 10th, former Olympic swimmer Missy Franklin turns 34. May 13th, Vegas Golden Knights right wing Mark Stone is 27. May 18th, Olympic future skater Alina Zakatova of Russia celebrates her 17th birthday. May 21st, forward Mario Mandzukic of Juventus turns 33. May 22nd, Pittsburgh Pirates left fielder Corey Dickerson is 30. May 26th, New York Islanders center Matthew Barzal turns 22. And finally, on May 30th, forward Harrison Barnes of the Sacramento Kings celebrates his 27th birthday. Moving on to page 12, warm-up. On our radar, Maddie Diop. Her height is 5'1". Her birth date is February 17, 2001. Her birthplace is Glen Ellyn, Illinois. Her sport is gymnastics. Maddie, a senior at Glenbard West High School, won the all-round 38.55, uneven bars 9.55, vault 9.80, and beam 9.65, and finished second on the floor at the Illinois State Gymnastics Championships. Her performance helped the Hilltoppers earn their second straight state title. In four seasons at Glenbard West, Matty won 10 individual titles, including three straight in the all-round. She is the only the fourth gymnast in state history to do so in the all-round. She also won two state titles in vaults, bars, and beam. Next season, Matty will compete at Iowa State. She will join her father, Mark, as a cyclone. Mark was a two-time national champion on steel rings in the 1980s and has been inducted into the school's Athletic Hall of Fame. Sports Kids of the Month. Max Gwynn, age 14, Chicago, Illinois, and his sport is hockey. In the first round of the Illinois State Hockey Championships, Max scored three goals in the last 3 minutes. He added the game winner in overtime for a 4-3 win. Max led the Jets with 36 goals en route to a fourth-place finish. Campbell Jones, age 13, from Saline, Michigan. Her sport, equestrian. Campbell was named the United States Eventing Association's Junior Novice Rider of the Year after winning 10 events in 2018, including four in a row. She also took home the Charles Owen Technical Merit Award for demonstrating safe riding practices. And finally, Jake Jennings, age 9, Catania, Italy, swimming. At the European Forces Short Distance Championship in the Netherlands, Jake finished first in 8 races, ranging from the 50-meter freestyle to 200-meter individual medley. He also won the 400 and 800-meter freestyle at the Long Distance Championships in Belgium. Are you a sports kid? If you think you have what it takes to be a Sports Kid of the Month, submit your nomination at sikids.com/sportskid. Quiz. Mascot Mysteries. Ever wonder where team names come from? Take our quiz and see if you can figure out how each of the following franchises got its name. Baltimore Ravens. Is the state bird of Maryland. B. Edgar Allan Poe, a Baltimore resident, wrote the Raven. C. The owner's daughter was a fan of the TV show That's So Raven. And D. It's short for Raving Madmen. Answer, well, it's B. Edgar Allan Poe, a Baltimore resident, wrote The Raven. Number 2. New York Knickerbockers. A. Their founder grew up in Knickerbocker, New York. B. Knickerbockers were a popular type of pants worn in the 1600s. C. Knickerbocker Glory was a type of ice cream sundae. And D. There was a local basketball legend named Bob Knickerbocker. And the answer for number 2 is also B. Knickerbockers were a popular type of pants worn in the 1600s. Number 3, St. Louis Cardinals. The team's color was described as a lovely shade of cardinal. That was A. B. The bird is on the crest of the city of St. Louis. C. The owner's son had a cardinal fish as a pet. And D. The players enjoyed playing cards. Answer to number 3. A. The team's color was described as a lovely shade of cardinal. Number 4. Anaheim Ducks. A. Anaheim was the largest duck population in the United States. B. The PA announcer sounded like Daffy Duck. C. The team was sponsored by Aflac. D. The team was owned by Disney, which made the Mighty Ducks movies in the 1980s. Answer for number 4. D. The team was owned by Disney, which made the Mighty Ducks movies in the 1980s. And finally, the LA Galaxy. A. Hollywood is filled with stars. B. The team was sponsored by Samsung. C. The owner is an astronomer. And D. The first coach was a fan of the Star Wars opening crawl. Answer is A. Hollywood is filled with stars. NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin, his favorite things. His favorite food, mom's spaghetti. His favorite ice cream, chocolate with peanut butter chunks. Sports other than NASCAR, playing basketball. Actors, Denzel Washington. Athlete growing up, Bill Elliott. Emoji, a thinking emoji. Musical art, Old Dominion. Subject in school, math. Favorite TV show, Dukes of Hazzard. And book as a kid, I love reading go-kart racing magazines. Page 14, sound off. What is one thing your parents made you do that you'll never make your kids do? I would never make them pick weeds. Just do chores around the house, such as doing the dishes and the laundry and cleaning the floors. That's from James Conner, running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I used to love playing video games, and my parents made sure that you could only play them on the weekends because you had to do your homework on school night. I let my son play video games on weeknights if he wants to. I mean, I still give him a time limit, but at least I let him enjoy it on weeknights. That from Giazzi Zard's Columbia Crew Forward. And finally, well, we haven't had dogs yet, but my parents always made me pick up after the dogs, so I wouldn't make my girls do that. That's Jimmy Johnson. And final advertisement, the why. For youth and development, for health living, the social responsibility. Us is empowering. Every day, the Y strengthens communities for kids, adults, seniors, and families with programs that protect, teach, connect, heal, nourish, and encourage. It's how we help communities and the us who live in them find the power of their full potential. We can't do it alone. Donate for a better us. The Y for a better us. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138.
And the girl was mine. I told her all the town, a wider and dider. She asked me, did I like her? I said, well, kinda. All of a sudden, she jumped out of seat, snatched me up by my wrist, and took me out in the street. She started grabbing all over me, kissing.